الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Marhaba once again dear viewers, you are watching The Early Echo. Subhanallah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, He is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. For those who have joined us from various and different parts of the world, marhaba, marhaba. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you. Inshallah, we are to have a very beautiful program, informative and together with that, of course, it is the month of Muharram, so we discuss the virtues and blessings of Hasnain Kareemain. Though our discussion and topic is the bad character of Yazid, it is about Haqq and Batil, Subhanallah. We are going to explain this as we go along, inshallah, dear viewers, but listen to this beautiful hadith. Thereafter, we move to a kalam and then discussion. As the Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a beautiful hadith, the one who recites Durood, yani Salat, upon me on a Friday, he sends Durood, salams and salutations abundantly upon me on a Friday, I shall intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So that fortunate person who excessively and abundantly recites Durood-e-Pak, he will surely attain the shafa'at of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, dear viewers. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless the viewers of Madani channel. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Un par durood jin ko kase be kasa kahein. Un par durood jin ko kase be kasa kahein. Un par salam jin ko khabar be khabar ki hai. Un par salam jin ko khabar be khabar ki hai. جن و بشر سلام کو حاضر ہے السلام یہ بارگاہ مالک و جن و بشر کی ہے آیا ہے بلاوا مجھے دربار نبی سے شمس و قمر سلام کو حاضر ہیں السلام خوبی انہی کے جوت سے شمس و قمر کی ہے آیا ہے بلاوا مجھے سرکار نبی سے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Dear viewers, inshallah, we are going to move to the next part of the program and that is to listen to a kalam. It is the early parts of the morning and of course, different times at in different parts of the world. So for those who are watching us off the social media or our satellite, marhaba, may Allah bless you in both worlds. Please be stay tuned with Madani channel and enjoy this amazing kalam. And after that, inshallah, we shall return and we will continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے اے دامان رحمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام السلام یا نبی السلام يا نبي يا السلام يا نبي يا نبي يا السلام
دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علا نے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علا نے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام السلام علی
یا رسول اللہ
مصطفی
منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا مستفیت فیه للجثام دفا
مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کان فی یکفیه للیتام دفا حن قلبی له فاض شوقا الی لیس ارجو سوا شربتا من یدی الصلاة علی والسلام علی لسماء تقا فأتا بالنقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلما خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دھوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله
وأما نوالها كل العباد وأما نوالها كل العباد وأما نوالها كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون قمرون سيدنا النبي قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر وہ نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا. آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ.
بو جہل کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہ پردوں والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام.
مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً أبداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي. مولايا صلي وسلم دائماً أبداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ. خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ. اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام.
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ. السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ.
رقت عینای شوقا ولطیبۃ ذرفت عشقا فاتیت الى حبیبی فاهدأ یا قلب ورفقا صلی علی محمد.
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ. السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ.
انت نور اللہ فجرا جئت بعد العسر یسرا ربنا علاك قدرا یا ختام الانبیاء ایوہ المختار فینا زادنا الحب حنینا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers, beautifully recited by Sana Khan Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hope that you have enjoyed this. Continue supplicating in the court of Allah azza wa jal using the wasila of Hasnain Kareemain, the blessed grandchildren of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this great and azim favor of Allah azza wa jal that He sent His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our guidance, for our reformation, for our rectification. Allahu Akbar, as He Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. Allah indeed bestowed a great favor upon the Muslims that He sent amongst them a great messenger. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Ali Imran, you will find this verse, dear viewers. So it is the greatest favor of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the Ummah, upon this nation, upon the world, that He sent His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a perfect role model, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. And together with this, as a Ummati, you are a follower. What is your responsibility? What is your duty as a ummati? What should a ummati and a follower do for that Nabi who sacrificed his household, who sacrificed his time, who sacrificed his life for our upliftment, for our guidance, to remove us from the darkness and bring us to light, to show us how to live and how to be an obedient banda and servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. In return for this, dear viewers of Madini Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has requested for one thing, subhanallah, as per the teachings of the Holy Quran Pak. And this is as Allah azza wa jalla has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرُبَى. Subhanallah. Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, say you, O beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not ask any recompense for you for this, yani propagation of the religion, to guide us, to show us the deen, to teach us. In return of this, what he does for us, there's only one thing the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla is asking you, is asking the Ummah to do. And what is that? Allahu Akbar. Accept your loved ones, yani respect those who are near, the relatives of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's nothing else that's asked for except for this, that you should love the near and love the relatives of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you open the commentaries of the Holy Quran Pak, dear viewers, you would learn that when the companions had asked, Ya Rasulullah, whose love and whose respect have become wajib and necessary upon us, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to the pure Panjatan Pak, referring to Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, Fatimatu Zahra Radiyallahu Anha, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. Respecting the Panjatan Pak, dear viewers, respecting the household of Rasulullah, loving them, caring for them, showing reverence towards them. And this is exactly what the companions Alayhim Ridwan have done, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, is the Ummah and the followers of the beloved Rasulullah following and doing this which have been commanded in the Holy Quran Pak? The best gift to the Ummah is Rasulullah sallam, that he came for our guidance, for our reformation, and return for this, for the propagation of the religion, for the sacrifices that's made. Only one thing have been asked in return, and that is to love those who are the close relatives and family members, referring to the Ahlul Bayt of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we doing this? Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu has narrated, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached us whilst Hasnain Kareemain were with him. One was sitting on his right shoulder and the other was sitting on his left shoulder. Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kissing them again and again. Someone humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you love them? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. The person who loves them loves me. And the person who has hatred for them has hatred towards me. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Subhanallah. This is the teachings of Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through his actions, that if you love them, you love me. If you have reverence and respect for them, it means you have showed respect towards me. The standard of love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu through the court of Risalat. He radiallahu anhu kept the standard throughout his entire life. In fact, when Marwan bin Hakam came to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, at the time of his death, he humbly said, "Ever since I adopted your company, I found that you truly love Hasnain Kareemain." Who is saying this? Marwan bin Hakam. He says, "Since I adopted your company, I always witness and seen the respect and the love that you share with Hasnain Kareemain." After hearing this, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, first he became restless. He sat up from his bed and then he said, "We left to go somewhere with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We only traveled some distance when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the sound of Hasnain Kareemain, yani Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu anhuma crying. At that time, they were both with their mother, yani Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hurried, yani he hasted towards the house and he reached them. I heard Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to his beloved daughter, 'What has happened to my sons?' She said, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are thirsty. Therefore, they are crying.' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then took his water leather bag, a small leather bag, and then he went to fetch and get water, but he did not get any water because at that time there was a severe shortage of water and people would search for water, calling out to the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Does any one of you have any water?' Everyone checked in their mashkizas, in their leather bags, but none of the companions found even a single drop of water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, 'Give me one of the children, the lady of Jannah.' Allahu Akbar, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha passed one of the children from under the parda. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then immediately placed his blessed tongue into the mouth of Imam Hassan. Allahu Akbar. And he continued suckling on the blessed tongue of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, until Imam Hassan was satiated and his thirst was quenched, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu further said, "I never seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I never heard the sound of crying anymore." However, then the other son, Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, was then passed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he done the very same thing by placing his tongue into the mouth of Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu until they both were satiated. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, "Why should I not love them as I have seen the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this with them?" Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, so this is the respect and the love that we should show towards Hasnain Kareemain. Taught to us, the standard of reverence and love is taught by the beloved Rasulullah. And this is exactly what the companions have done. That not only did they love him, but they followed their aqwal, their teachings and their sayings. So this is the way you should love the person whom you have been commanded to love, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to love Hasnain Kareemain and love the Ahlul Bayt and follow the path, follow their teachings and practice those actions and those words and of wisdom which they have taught us. Inshallah, package ki janib aap jaate hain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been praised in many maqamat, many places in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to him as a mercy to all the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he will soon grant him a station of praise. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And like this, when we study the Qur'an, when we reflect upon the Qur'an, subhanAllah, you'll find praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the Qur'an. This is the maqam, this is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Habibul A'zam. Al-Habibul A'zam, meaning the greatest beloved of Allah Jalla wa'ala. All the Anbiya alayhi salam are beloved to Allah, no doubt. But the greatest beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But despite this, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show arrogance? Ma'adallah, no. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look down on others? No. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consider these blessings that Allah had bestowed upon him, this maqam that Allah had granted him, a reason to mistreat others? No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his blessed life did not show arrogance. The Prophet alaihi salam stayed far away and distant from looking down on others. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and taught us that this is my sunnah, humbleness. You're not to be arrogant if you attain a certain maqam, a rank in society, in your community. You've got a particular job, a particular profession that is rated highly, and now because of that, people will look up to you and you're going to take advantage of that. You're going to assert your authority over them. No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, throughout his life showed us that this is not the way of a Muslim. The Muslim is he, the more success he attains, the more humble he becomes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he knows deep within his heart, he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who granted him all of that success. Could he have attained wealth without the assistance of Allah? Of course not. Could he have attained success in his chosen career without the aid of Allah? No way. Could he have gained so much respect amongst people without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's aid and assistance and help? Of course not. So a believer is always mindful of these things, that tawfiq, enabling grace to do any good act, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why show arrogance? Why display arrogance? Why look down on others? Why consider others as inferior? This is not the way of a Muslim. The more success you attain, the more humble you become. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the greatest of all of creation, afdalul khalq, Allah has made him the greatest from amongst all of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he showed humbleness throughout his beautiful and blessed life.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, welcome back. Alhamdulillah, this is the message and the peygham which we are conveying, subhanallah, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah in the month of Muharram al-Haram. Let's move on back to our discussion, as we were discussing the love that the Sahaba alayhim ridwan had shown towards the Ahlul Bayt, towards the Hasnain Kareemain. And this is the standard of love and muhabba which they have taught us. And this is exactly what we have to do in return for the services, in return for the sacrifices of this household, the pure Panjatani Pak, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah. But it is not exactly what happened on the plains of Karbala. Though this was the command whose love had become necessary upon every ummati, that in return, as a recompensation for the favors they have done upon us, in return, only one thing is asked for, and that is, aside from following the sunnah, following the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the muhabba has become necessary upon us, loving them and obeying them, respecting them. But it was the contrary that occurred on the plains of Karbala, when Yazid and his army brutally caused takleef and harm to the household of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this matter is not hidden from any sight. If you flip through the pages of history, you would learn the amount of oppression and injustice he inflicted upon Imam Hussein and his family members, upon those that were close to Imam Hussein radiyallahu an. Allahu Akbar. One at a time, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What a strong heart one has to have, that from morning to evening he was accumulating the bodies of those shuhada, his family members, but he never shook even for a moment. Rather, he stood with haqq. And every year we are reminded how Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu stood like a mountain of sabr and patience and did not even shake for a moment. Look at his istiqama. Look at the istiqama and steadfastness of Imam Hussein. And this will happen. Haqq will always prevail. The truth will always prevail, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this in Surah Bani Israel in the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Qul jaa al-haqq wa zahaqa al-baatil innal baatila kana zahuqa.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And say, O beloved, The truth has arrived and falsehood has perished. Indeed, falsehood had to perish. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقَى. Allahu Akbar. This happened, dear viewers, for Imam Hussein did not contaminate. Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu did not mix with batil. Rather, he radiyallahu anhu stood for haq. He knew the tricks of Yazid. He knew that Yazid was intoxicated in the love of the dunya. He knew very well that Yazid was a person who was after governance. He was after name and fame. And this is exactly what Yazid and his people had done, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar, by sending 12,000 and then 20,000 armies that attacked on the land and the city of Madinatul Munawwara. That is why Imam Hussein did not give his hands in the hands of Yazid, for Yazid had made adultery, fornication, drinking and consuming alcohol permissible. He even made nikah and marriage permissible between brothers and sisters. Can you imagine, dear viewers, the person who recites the kalima, the person who claims to be a Muslim, a person who claims to say that Allahu Akbar, his father is a companion of Sahabi Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is the truth, dear viewers. But it is not the same case. He could not reach the maqam and the status of his father, but rather he did the contrary to the teachings of Rasul Kareem and the orders which were given. Besides that, he attacked Makkatul Mukarrama. He burnt the ghilaf of the Holy Kaaba. For several days, the Kaaba had no ghilaf and cloth over it. The horns of the ram which was used, which was sacrificed in exchange of Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, was kept on top of the Kaaba. Even that was destroyed. He threw stones on the haram. The entire haram of Makkatul Mukarrama was filled with stones, dear viewers. Companions mentioned it seemed as if the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla was about to descend. He tied horses to the pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Namaz and congregation and salah became difficult. This amount of oppression Yazid and his people put upon the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dear viewers. Can you imagine what should be his end? He finished his dunya in this way and he did no preps for his akhirah. His dunya became barbad and his akhirah had also is definitely and most definitely destroyed simply for causing and inflicting oppression and difficulties upon Imam Hussein and his family. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Leave alone the pure Panjatani Park. Dear viewers, do you know if anyone insults the companions of the Holy Rasul Sallam? Wo to Ahlul Bayt ki baat hai. Wo to Sarkar ki gharane wale hain. Those are the light and the noor of the family of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Balki agar sahaba ki shan mein koi gustakhi kare, unka bura anjaam hota hai. As Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu was going somewhere. Ye waqiya suniye aur aapka iman taza ho jayega, subhanallah. He radiyallahu anhu passed by a person who was speaking ill and bad about the blessed companions, namely Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Talha and Sayyiduna Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Teen sahaba ke bare mein ye shakhs bura bhala keh raha tha. Allahu Akbar. He radiyallahu anhu said to that insulter, refrain from speaking ill of my brothers or I will curse you. The fearless insulter said, you think I'm frightened of you and the way you are talking as if you are a Nabi? Allahu Akbar. He said this to Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu. He radiyallahu anhu immediately performed ablution. Aapne wudu farmaya. Wudu farmane ke baad ab masjid mein dakhil huye. Masjid mein dakhil hone ke baad he performed 2 rakaat of namaz and he made dua. Hi, hi, hi. Look at the dua what he made. He said, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, if he has displeased you by speaking ill of the glorious companions alayhi muridwan of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then punish him today. Aaj isi waqt is shakhs ko dikha do mola. Show me a sign and make him an example and warning for the true believers to follow. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, abhi, he just supplicated and made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When suddenly a camel came charging through the sufuf and rows of the people and fell upon that insulter with its teeth. The camel then crushed that man to death. It is stated in the narration that people came running to Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu and said, oh Abu Ishaq, Allah has answered your dua and the enemy of the blessed companions have been destroyed immediately. Oh, shakhs barbad ho chuka hai. He is vanished, he is finished. Allahu Akbar. This is the power of a Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is not only a companion together with a companion. He is the family, he is the son and the grandchild of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the son of the woman folk of Jannah, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha, and the chief of this world and the hereafter, Mawla Ali radiallahu an. This is the terrible death for those who speak about the companion. So what will be the state of those who cause difficulty and harm to Hasnain Karimain, dear viewers? So the evil Yazid and his people, most probably dear viewers of Madini channel, this is the outcome, that wherever they were, thousands of Yazidis were killed, they were finished and destroyed. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to understand this matter, to have a balance of respect when it comes to the companions alayhi muridwan. Together with that, we should have the balance of respect and we should love the Ahlul Bayt, love them more than anything. And this is exactly what the companions done. Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu loved and respected the family of the Holy Rasul more than his own family. The love that he had for the family of Huzuri Pak was more than the love for his own family. Thus, when we love them and we say we love them, then do not restrict this claim alone to the tongues and lips, dear viewers. Balki apne kirdaar se ise sabit karein. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu did not leave his salah, or he did not stop making sajda in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal even the day he became shaheed, despite remaining thirsty and hungry for several days. Aaj hum kha pee ke bhi namaz nahi padte hain, wo bhooke ho ke namaz nahi chode hain, Allah ki ibadat nahi chode hain. He spent the entire night before Ashura, before the 10th of Muharram, he spent the entire night in Zikrullah, dear viewers of Madini channel. This teaches us and shows us muhabba and love. We have like 2-3 minutes remaining, inshallah. Let's recite a salam in the bargah of Imam Hussein radiallahu an, inshallah azza wa jal. I will request, inshallah, the viewers, let's stand and let's recite 2 or 3 couplets in the bargah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we go there, dear viewers, we want to boycott Yazid's evil practices, the practice of usury, the practice of interest, the practice of fornication, the practice of consuming alcohol. These are the evil traits of Yazid. And the Quran says, when the truth has come, then the batil and the falsehood is to be removed. The falsehood will be vanished. And how can we vanish that is by following the footsteps of Imam Hussein radiallahu an, and boycotting the footsteps and the teachings of Yazid. For those who are Muslims, for those who are the followers of Imam Hussein radiallahu an, remember well what our Imam Hussein has taught us, to stand with haq. And this is exactly what we all should be doing, inshallah. Now, with utmost respect and adab, in the next minute or two, inshallah, let's present our salam, our muhabba and love in his bargah.
سلطان کربلا کو ہمارا سلام ہو جانان مصطفیٰ کو ہمارا سلام ہو عباس نامدار ہے زخموں سے چور چور عباس نامدار ہے زخموں سے چور چور اس پہ کرے رضا کو ہمارا سلام ہو سلطان کربلا کو ہمارا سلام ہو
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ